Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen all around the world, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Radio Network, ladies and gentlemen. And before we get started, you better give God some praise for right now. Wow. Yeah. God is awesome. Amen, amen. Hey, this is your host, Kevin Vaughn, ladies and gentlemen. We're excited. Also, too, we got to give another round of applause and a praise for Holy Spirit. Y'all give it up for the Holy Spirit that's with us right now as well. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And, of course, you got to give it up, guys. You have to give praise and honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Y'all put your hands together for Jesus, our Lord. Amen, amen. 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 Hey, Happy New Year, guys. Happy New Year to you. It's 2019. I remember last year, 2018, saying the same thing. Man, how fast the new year has come. But we thank God for his mercy and his grace. And we're so glad for everybody who's joining us online and those who are listening via the internet. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you, thank you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network. We're going to get right to it. We have a few commercials there, commercial break there. We got to honor the man and woman of God tonight and our wonderful church that we promote, ladies and gentlemen, on our network. But also, too, somebody says, well, what is the Encouraging Word Global Network? Well, we're just here to encourage you in the Word of God, in the things of God, things that will lift you up, things that are positive, things that are going to motivate you and move you forward in Jesus' name, ladies and gentlemen. So our goal strictly is to lift you up, keep you mindful and focus on the things of God. No matter what's going on in life, we still got to have Jesus, right? We still got to have Holy Spirit. We still have to have the Father always, because the battle is not ours, ladies and gentlemen. The battle is the Lord. So we thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his word. And that's what we're all about tonight. But tonight's topic, guys, is pretty good. Tonight's topic is read, do. So tonight's topic is read. Do, right? That means you've got to take some massive action this year, and we want you to start tonight as well. Hey, before we get started, we're going to open up a word of prayer. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for all the souls, all the people listening right now, Father God, live, those listening later on. We just bless them, Father God, as only you can. We also pray for all their needs, Father God, both spoken and unspoken. Father God, may you meet their needs. And we pray on their behalf, Father God, that you'll move in a mighty way, that you'll be glorified in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. As you know, there's so much to pray for, ladies and gentlemen, so continue to pray for our families, continue to pray for our loved ones, continue to pray for our children and each other as well as we move forward. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, for those that are maybe moving into the metro Atlanta area and don't have a church home, I want to let you know, guys, we want to give you an opportunity to come visit us down at Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia. And for more details, you can give me a call later on about that. But we want to make sure that those who are listening that may not have a church home and love teaching and the word, of course, and praise and worship, we want to give you that opportunity to join us down here in Fayetteville, Georgia, for those in that metro area. So that's Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214, and under the awesome leadership of Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, senior pastors of that wonderful, wonderful ministry. So we want to thank God for them right now, ladies and gentlemen. Always lift up your leaders. Always pray for your leaders in Jesus' name. Amen. So for those who don't have a church home, come visit Kingdom Life Worship Center. Love to have you. 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. You can give me a call, guys, 404-401-0233, for more details. That's 11 a.m. on Saturday mornings. The service is on 11 a.m. on Saturday mornings. Thank you for that. Hey, also, for those who can't make it, we understand, but would like to donate or give your tithes and offering, you can also do that to the Kingdom Life Worship Center through our apps. And you can go to Cash App. The Cash App, you can put that in. For those who have the Cash App, all you need to do is dial in 850-525-6258. That's for the Cash App, for your donations, tithes, and offering, 850-525-6258. And for those who use PayPal, I love PayPal, guys, because it's got so much great stuff on here. Nothing wrong with the Cash App, but I've been using PayPal for a while. But for those who like PayPal, you can go to JC Prayer, C-O-N-F. That's JC Prayer, C-O-N-F, at AOL.com for your PayPal donations, tithes, and gifts here as well. Okay? So we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw of Kingdom Life Worship Center, Fayetteville, Georgia. God bless you. Hey, we're going to get right into it, guys. I want to give Bishop and Doc a chance to come on and give us their wonderful wisdom of the word tonight. But the topic tonight is read, 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 do, do, do. We want you guys to read the word and read stuff that's going to motivate you, keep you fired up. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we have to do that. This broadcast is for me also, but we got to continue to stay focused on the things of God. Ladies and gentlemen, don't get distracted. Read his word, stay in the word. And the worst case scenario, ladies and gentlemen, if the whole planet just took all the Bibles away, you still got the word in you, right? Amen. So you still got the word. The internet went down forever. No word was on it. Guess what? You still got the word inside you. So we've got to encourage yourself sometime. King David encouraged himself in the Lord. Isn't that powerful? So once you get that word in you, ladies and gentlemen, it'll never, never leave you. Amen. So our topic again is read, 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 do, do, do. And we're going to start off about what God's word says about reading the word. And I'm going to go through these very, very quickly because I want to give Bishop and Doc some time as well. And then we're going to share some other stuff with you on top of that. But anyway, let's start off with the word, ladies and gentlemen. King James Version, 2 Timothy, encouraging word tonight, 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. As most of these scriptures you're familiar with, but for those who are not, all scripture, ladies and gentlemen, please know this. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. I don't know why some men are so confused about that when the apostles wrote the scriptures down. They act like it just came from them only. Of course not. It was inspired by God. That's why they were able to write and remember so much good stuff even before and after their time. Isn't that powerful? Because the Spirit of God gave it to them. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof. Boy, do we all need that, the world that is. For correction, boy, does the world need that. For instruction in righteousness. Man, does our cities need that. States need that. Lord, help us on that. Psalms 119:05 says, thy word, come on now, thy word is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto my path. Powerful, ladies and gentlemen. So in a dark place, ladies and gentlemen, the word is your lamp to your feet and a light unto your path to make it straight and to make it away. Matthew 4:4 says, but he answered and saith, it is written, man, I love this one, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Ladies and gentlemen all around the globe, don't get this confused. The word of God is true. There is only one God. He has spoken. He has brought his son. He's left his precious Holy Spirit here for us as well. So please, and if anybody on the planet got a concern about that, give me a call. We'll be glad to discuss it because God is God all by himself. Romans 15:4. Whatsoever things were written before were written in our learning, for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Amen. Isn't that wonderful, ladies and gentlemen? We have hope because of the scripture. We have hope because of the word. It's tonight's topic, for those who are just joining us around the globe via the internet, read, 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 do, do, do. That's our topic tonight. We want you to read the word. We want you to read things that inspire you and keep you motivated in the things of God. Because believe me, the enemy is going to try to distract you each and every minute of the day if it were possible. 1 Timothy 4:13 says, till I come. Oh, this is good, man. Till I come. This is Jesus. Give attendance to reading and exhortation to doctrine. Oh, man, that's a good one here, ladies and gentlemen. So you know that Jesus is coming again, right? And it's coming soon. So you get ready. So continue to give attendance to reading, exhortation, and to doctrine. Psalms 119:18 says, open, thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things about thy law. Isn't that powerful? So tonight, we want to encourage everybody to have your time with God. Get in your closet, get in your basement, get up, go in your attic, you know, whatever you got to do to have some time with the Lord, and ask him questions that you wouldn't normally ask anybody. You get to ask God anything because he knows everything. So we want to encourage you guys to have some time with God tonight. Have your time with him as you need it, okay? Psalms 119, 10, and 11 says, with my whole heart I have sought thee. Let me not wander from thy commandments. Amen. And that's what a nation has done, ladies and gentlemen. Our nation and nations around the world have wandered from his commandments, ladies and gentlemen. John 15 and 7 says, if ye abide in me, oh, come on now, another favorite scripture. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Wow. That is some faith there, ladies and gentlemen. So if that ain't encouraging right there, matter of fact, let's just give God a hand clap for that scripture right there, because all you got to do, ladies and gentlemen, is ask the Lord about it. I love it. Wow. So we just abide in him. If we abide in him, we can ask anything, ladies and gentlemen. That's healing. That's things to save your family. You know, whatever it takes, guys, prayer, fasting, all the things that God will give you for your needs in Jesus' name. 1 Peter 2 and 2 says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Isn't that powerful? As you know, babies, right? Babies love milk, right? And when they're getting fed, you just see them just eating it up. Isn't that beautiful? When you see a baby just drinking the milk and just want to drink it all up. You know, just want to drink the whole bottle, and they do. So that's like the bottle. You know, we need to put that bottle in our mouth sometime, even as adults. And just drink that word up, right? Read that word. Drink it up. Put it into your soul and keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. Psalms 1 and 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth meditate day and night. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen around the globe, I want to encourage you to meditate on the word tonight. Meditate each and every day. No matter what you're doing, you can think about God. You can pray. Nobody can stop you from praying. You don't have to advertise the prayer. Just keep praying. Just pray. You can pray while you're talking to somebody for a minute, you know? So always continue to pray, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, for those joining us all across the globe, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network. Your host, Kevin Vaughn. Topic tonight is read for 2019, and do. We want you guys to take it to the next level in this year. Isn't that wonderful? 2 Timothy, last two scriptures here, 2 Timothy 2 and 7 says, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? 2 Timothy 2 and 7, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Wow. And I call that wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. And I love that. So you guys continue to seek wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. I believe it was Solomon that asked for wisdom over riches, and he got both. So ladies and gentlemen, just ask for wisdom, and God will give you all kind of things that you need to succeed in him. Last scripture, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about reading God's word for 2019, as we continue what we've been doing in 18, but we want to also take each other to another level. 2 Timothy 2 and 15 says, study. Oh, there it is. Study, study, study. I want you guys to get your PhD in the word. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, right? Rightly dividing the word of truth. Isn't that powerful right there? That is a scripture that we've heard a lot of preachers on preaching on and teaching on, but that's the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. Study to show yourself approved. Amen. Amen. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network 2019. It's our first broadcast for 2019, so we wanted to share that with you. And guys, I'm going to talk about this real quickly. This is 20. Hopefully, I won't read all of these, but I got 22 habits of happy people and habits to start in 2019. I think I'll start off with the habits to start in 2019, because most of y'all are happy already. Y'all know how to be happy, and then don't have to go around with a smile all day either, do you? I love it. Hey, happy habits to start in 2019. Some of these I got to do or either enhance them, right? How about this? Listen more, talk less. I love it. Listen more, talk less. Talk about habits to start in 2019. These are areas to encourage you to get better and better and better. Next one is limit social media time. I love it. Walk more, right? Walk more. Take some time for yourself. Smile at people you know and strangers, right? And don't worry about if they don't smile back. I know some people, you say hi, they don't say hi back. That's okay. You did your part, right? We can't force people to say hi and smile back at you. It's okay. Next one is cherish time with the family and friends. Oh, that's very important, right? Make sure we have more time with our family, especially our children, right? No doubt about that. Spend more time with just your spouse or a partner, right? You guys have those date nights and do things together in Jesus' name. Be present, right? Be present always. That means be mindful of the present. Know what's going on around you. Want you guys to be diligent too this year as well, because you know the enemy is going around to seek who he can kill, steal, and destroy. So we got to keep our ears and eyes open and be present in the moment too as well, and be mindful of what's going on around us each and every day. Sit and think without distractions, right? That's another area. So sit and think without distractions. And just for the sake of time, I'm going to read the last one. It says, last couple, be more unselfish, right, this year. That means give more and do more for others, right? And then stay in touch with friends and call them more often. Now, that's what I'm trying to do, guys. Even my family and cousins and stuff and nephews and nieces, instead of texting them all the time, at least pick up the phone and call them so you can hear their voice, okay? And I know we can't call them every day, but we can call them periodically too as well. So, hey, that's just a few habits. And, of course, there's so many more that we could go over. Maybe next time we'll talk about the rest of these. But just for the sake of time, because I did want to give Bishop and Doc some time to share with us tonight as we kick off 2019. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network, ladies and gentlemen, and we've been talking about the read, do tonight on the network. Your host, Elder Kevin Bond. I love it. So we thank God for you. We hope that helped you out a little bit there. The Word is the Word. We want you guys to stay in the Word, read that Word, continue in the Word, fellowship in the Word, and do all the things that the Word says. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, not only will you be successful, you'll be encouraged in your soul. At this time, I'm going to open up the line for Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, senior pastor, along with her husband, Bishop John Crenshaw of Kingdom Life Worship Center. Doc, how you doing today, ma'am? God bless you.
Blessed. Praise the Lord, Elder Kevin.
Amen.
And thank you so very much for that certainly timely, encouraging, and empowering word tonight. It's so needful. When we talk about read, I don't think we do enough of that. don't do enough of reading. The Bible teaches us to study, as you read the scripture, to show ourselves proved unto God. There is so much questioning and controversy, should I say, in the earth as relates to what's right, what's wrong, what's this, what that. You know, are we following laws? Are we under grace? With just so much questions about all of that in the body of Christ today. But I just want to make reference of a scripture that kind of makes it kind of plain and simple. If we have the Spirit of the Holy Ghost dwelling on the inside of us, the Word of the Lord says that he that knoweth to do good and does it not, to him it is a sin. So the question, the conviction that should hit all of our hearts when we talk about doing, reading and understanding the scripture and then doing, he that knoweth to do good and makes in their mind decision not to do it, into that person it becomes a sin. That's where the Holy Spirit comes into our lives, and because the scripture tells us that the Holy Ghost comes to lead and guide us into all truths. The scripture tells us in St. Matthew 5:17 that Jesus said, I come not to destroy the law, but that the law through me must be fulfilled. In other words, grace covers us if we, for whatever reason, misses God in any way of our lives, and anything that we do outside of his will. If we come to him, the Bible says he's faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So in this season that we're now living in, because of the spirit of deception that is running so rampant in the earth, the Bible teaches us to really study and to seek his face. And ultimately, he tells us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, praise the Lord, if we would just humble ourselves, to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, humble ourselves and pray, then, he said, he'll heal the land and forgive our sins. So I think some keys that stand out in 2019, number one, is to be humble. Humble doesn't mean that we're weak or that we're ignorant. It just means that we're humble enough to hear the voice of God and to obey the voice of the Lord. He said, pray and then seek my face, seek him, seek the Lord. Above all, we want to seek him. The Bible says we seek first the kingdom of heaven and all, not some of it, but all of his righteousness. Then all these other things in the world, materialistically or whatever it may be, is going to automatically come because we're seeking the face of the Lord. So as we read the Bible and we seek his face, God is going to cover us. The blood of Jesus is going to cover us. Whatever opposition, whatever is coming against us in our lives, praise God, the blood of Jesus will cover our lives. So he that knoweth to do good and does it not. What does that really mean? That the spirit of conviction will really speak to our hearts. There's nothing like the presence and the power of the Holy Ghost checking us on the inside. That's how we know that we're filled with the Spirit. That's how we know that we're really, really saved, because the Spirit of the Lord, praise God, will always lead and guide us into all the truths that we need to better our lives. So thank you so much, Elder Kevin, for that word, and thank you for those that are listening tonight. We pray God's blessings and favor upon your life. If you're in the Fayetteville area on Saturday, Apostle Dr. Stanley Williams will be speaking at our 11 o'clock service, and I encourage you to come and be with us and be empowered by the word of the Lord. So thank you once again, Elder Kevin, for this word tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, senior pastor, along with her awesome husband, Bishop John Crenshaw, at Kingdom Life Worship Center, Fayetteville, Georgia. Amen. At this time, we're going to open up Bishop Crenshaw's line. Bishop, Happy New Year to you, sir. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Kevin. Happy New Year. God bless. We're grateful to the Lord tonight for the word that we have heard, the encouraging word expresses. And we're going to pray tonight that God continue to do great and marvelous things in 2019. Father, we thank you tonight for your grace and mercy and your goodness. Your word is everlasting. We thank you, Lord, that you watch it over your word to perform it, and so shall your word be. That goeth forth out of your mouth will not return to you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you sent it. And God, we give you praise and glorify you for it. We thank you, God, and we call those things to be not as though they already are. And God, we pray for a miracle right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as we pray for our leaders, God. Let your angels encamp about them, God. Direct their path. God, we need your mercy and your grace. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, tonight, move by your Spirit, God. And, Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for doors are being opened, Lord. We thank you for spiritual doors are being opened. We thank you, God, for fresh anointing, fresh oil. And, God, we thank you as we read the word, let us be doers of the word. And we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that your word will not return void. And we thank you, it will accomplish and it will magnify and everything that you call it to do. And, Father, we forever give you praise. And, God, we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and pull it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And, Father, we thank you, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you, God, for sound mind tonight. We thank you, God, for the body of Christ. We thank you as you continue to move in a great and a mighty way in this season. We thank you lives are being changed and hearts are being turned to you. And we forever give you praise for it right now. As you bless families as never before. God, we thank you, God. Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do for them, Lord, even now. God, we thank you as you heal, as you deliver, you set free. God, that man, that boy, that child, that girl, that God may not know you tonight, but they have come to know you as the Lord and Savior. And God, we do direct their path, God, and keep their minds in perfect peace. And Father, we forever give you praise, and we glorify you for your word and magnify you for all the mighty things that you're doing. Even now, God, we thank as you look on that man that's incarcerated, that woman, that boy, that child that's incarcerated tonight, God, we know that you are a comforter. Lord, we know that you're a way maker, Lord, and we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask, according to the power of God that worketh on the inside of us. And Father, we forever give you praise for it, and we magnify you for it, and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you to bless souls tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as you continue to direct our path and keep us in your perfect will. And we'll forever give you praise, and all glory shall be thine forever. God, and we thank you right now as you encourage that man, that child, that woman, that individual tonight, God, that seem like all hope is gone. We know that you're able to give them the strength that they need to make it, give them the strength to endure. And Father, we forever give you glory for it, and we call it so. Even now, God, one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. And Father, we call it so tonight as you continue to you do mighty, mighty works in 2019. And we give you praise for it, and we call it so tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, for those listening all around the globe, that's the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, senior pastor of Kingdom Life Worship Center, along with his awesome wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Thank you so much, Bishop, for being with us tonight. And Dr. Crenshaw, thank you for your time tonight. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about the encouraging word tonight, ladies and gentlemen, through the word. And we want to let you know that we love you so much. We want you to be successful. God wants you to be successful. God wants you to win through his word, ladies and gentlemen. Also, too, we got new things in 2019 that we must do, that we will do. So we want to encourage you to get to it, right? So our topic tonight was read, 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 and then do, do, do. Basically take massive action, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go and take it to the next level this year, okay? The Lord has kept us another year up to this date, and we wanted to now take it to another level for him so we can help bring the souls and people back to him as well, in Jesus' name. So thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us tonight. We want to keep you too long. We're going to get straight to it. And we're just excited about God's word. We're excited about his people. We're excited about you. And we want to wish you a happy, happy, happy new year. And welcome to your future as well. In fact, we've been telling people to have the best year ever this year, in Jesus' name. God bless you. And for anybody who wants more, you know, wants these scriptures or information, I'll be glad to send it to you. Just text me up, and I'll be glad to give you the scriptures and the information I have shared tonight, if you like. And we'll just keep it moving. And those who will be listening on the rebroadcast, thank you so much as well. And you all out there on around the globe there, have a good new year as well. And we'll give God all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Hey, we're going to let you all go. We got to go. Got things to do, places to go, places to do. It's going to be another great day tonight. Finish your night out well and have a great and productive week, everybody. Take care, and thank you so much for joining us on the Global Encouraging Word Network with your host, Kevin Fong. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Bye-bye.